Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
30188.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Debbie Mullinax.
All right, thank you. I'm locating this account for you, and what may I ask the reason for your call today?
Yes, so I'm pretty sure that this is that it was a free trial for 30 days, and it hasn't been 30 days, and it was like $6 and something. And so I got my credit card bill, and I got charged for the $6.39, I think it was, and then also got charged $89 for the same product. So, you know, it wasn't a free 30-day thing. I mean, you know, $6 and something. And, you know, I don't want it. We don't want it. He's taken it. It hasn't even been 30 days, but so far it hasn't worked. So I don't know. I knew I shouldn't have done this because it's a scam, isn't it?
I think I've located an account, but I have a different first name as the account holder. Can you verify? It looks like a male's first name.
Mike Mullinax.
Yes, thank you. And please verify the address.
203 Melanie Lane, Woodstock, Georgia, 30188.
All right, thank you for that. Yes, ma'am. I've located this account for the Arison. This is a male enhancement supplement. It helps to create lean muscle mass. It looks like it was on a risk-free 7-day trial. And at the end of that trial, if it's not canceled, it will bill for the full retail. That's $89.85. So that charge covers what you have already received as a trial product, but it wasn't canceled. Now you say that he tried it, and it does take, some people see results in 2 weeks, others 2 months. So is there anything specific that he was not happy with?
Yeah, it doesn't work. He's tried several different, you know, several different medications, and none of them work. And I just thought, well, we'll try this one, and it doesn't work. But I did not see anywhere where I was supposed to cancel it. So, you know, I don't want it. We don't want it. It doesn't work.
Okay.
And we're retired. We're retired. We can't. We live off Social Security, so we can't have this kind of charges on our bill. We just can't.
All right. Yes, ma'am. So it sounds like there may have been an oversight of our terms and conditions. They were agreed before placing the shipping and handling charge. Now, being that the full retail is already charged, I can offer you a discount in the future, and that would be a $64.99 instead of that $89 charge. Would you like to take advantage of that?
We don't want it at all. I don't want anything to be charged. I'm going to have to get rid of this credit card, I guess, because I'm going to dispute. Mm-hmm. The charge, because I wasn't aware of it. All I did was, it was a free trial for $6 and something. I thought, okay, it's worth $6 and something. And I got charged that $6 and something. But now I'm getting charged the $89, which I didn't, you know, agree with. So I got to dispute that one. But how do I keep y'all from charging our card without me closing my card out?
Okay.
I mean, I'll just have to close my card out. So, which is a hassle, because all these, you know, this is our credit card, but I can't let y'all have access to my credit card because I don't agree with any of this. I didn't agree to anything. All I agreed to was the $6 and something. That's all I agreed to.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's all I want to pay.
All right, so I've canceled the account. This will prevent any further charges. And while filing a dispute doesn't always guarantee all of your money back, I'll be able to help you with this charge. It looks like it is a valid charge, but I can refund back 35% of that charge, $89.85. And whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
So you're telling me how much money am I going to see on my credit card?
Okay, so that would be a
as
refund.
As a credit.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. That would be a refund of $31.45.
Mm-hmm. So I got screwed out of $50 because I answered this ad.
Well, I can
pretty
refer
much.
You. So I can refer you back to the manufacturer's website if you need that information to look over those terms and conditions. Let's see. In the meantime, I'll go ahead and give you this cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Okay, hold on. Let me get up here. Okay.
All right. It's C as in cancel, F as in Frank, 83260, C as in cancel, D as in David, 25. All right, so that cancels the account. I've issued a 50% refund to that charge. It sounds like there was definitely a misunderstanding here, but you should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days. That's a total of $44.93. All right.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.